We mentioned last week that we are going to be embarking on a journey, and I really feel that it's a journey into the sugya of emuna. Emuna is one of these topics that it's unclear what exactly to talk about. Should we bring up Bible codes and convince people of things and, you know, deal with dinosaurs and how old the universe is? Or do we deal with feel-good stories of hashkacha, near-death experiences where HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But the truth is, it's not usually spoken about Barabim, these inyanim of emuna, but our Rosh Yeshiva already has blazed the trail for many years giving vadim on emuna. And it's obviously very dear to his heart, it's very dear to my heart, and there's a lot of learning to do about emuna. Not disproving this or feeling good about this story or that story, but pashut understanding what emuna is. Every part of Torah is tif, requires understanding, requires das Torah. And emuna, which is ikrei ikrim, if we don't know how to believe, what to believe, what believing is bichlal, it's a shame that we spend so many years in Olam Hazeh without figuring any of this out. And this has been an enormous challenge, an enormous schus, where I feel that just preparing these inyanim has created a certain connection that I, to the Rabbono Shalom, and I'm makir tov to you for that, and it's continuing, we're not stopping. Whoever wants to come to the Yishmuzin, I recommend you coming to all of them. And also, you're going to have a lot of questions after one, so I'm asking you to give me at least 6 or 7 weeks before you ask questions. I'm happy, the 7th week, they can all line up at my door, 53 Ramat HaGolan. But anything of value requires time. We're not here to inspire, we're here to teach and sear in our hearts the Yisoidus of Emunah. Chavakuk Hanavi, the Gemara discusses on Chaf Dalet and Makkos. Chavakuk in Perek Beis of Chavakuk says, Tzadik Bemunasai Yichya. The Gemara Makkos says that the entire Torah was basically put into this tamsis, into this one line of how to make it. In Olam Hazeh, Tzadik Bemunasai Yichya. A tzaddik lives with his emuna. There's something very interesting over here. We have a lot of traits. We have ava, love. We have yira, we have fear. And you either have them or you don't, or the question is how much you have them. But over here, emuna seems to be a parsha of living with emuna. Not having emuna, but living with it. The yisoid of emuna somehow is how Hashem is in my life. How I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the challenge. The challenge is in a crazy world, and we're in the craziest world, as you guys found out today, it gets crazier, right? Just gets crazier and crazier. You can't write the script, Rabbi Ostai. You can't write the script. Tzaddik, a good guy who's already a tzaddik, if he wants to survive in this chaos, he may be a tzaddik, but he might not make it because it's crazy. Tzaddik, even with all of his actions that make him a tzaddik, be'emunoso yichya, he will survive with emuna. The tzaddik, with all the things that he does all the taryag mitzvahs, but in the jungle of life that we're in, if he wants to survive as a tzaddik, he's got to be chai. Emuna has to be his lifeline. And there's a tremendous chiddush over here that the Vilna Gaon says in a not so well known sefer, and it's out of print, called Emuna V'Hashgacha. It's soon to be in print. Stay tuned. But right now it's out of print. Emuna V'Hashgacha was written by the same machaber as the Evan Shlema, a very famous sefer. And this is a sefer of the base medrash of the Vilna Gaon on Emuna. And the Goyin says something that blew me away, that caused me to reevaluate my life. He says that there's a famous Gemara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Kuf Vav. The Gemara says the following: Bishnei de Rav Yehuda kulei tenuyi benezikin. In the years of Rav Yehuda, they were all holding a nezikin, but nezikin only. And it was amazing how well they were holding a nezikin. You could only imagine, but only a nezikin. Va'anon kamasninan tuva be'uksin. And we're holding klor and uksin. Does anyone know what uksin is? It's a mesechta. It's tucked away at the end of Shas. They were holding klor and uksin. Uksin, Rabosai, about the stems of fruits. Quite an abstract mesechta. But nevertheless, Rav Yehuda, who was in the door that they were only holding in nezikin, when he would merely untie his shoelaces and begin the process of a tinus for Geshem, for rain, there would be a downpour. And we have 13 yeshivas in Uksin. Can you imagine Uksin yeshivas? Kutchim's in now. Back then there were 13 yeshivas in Maseches Uksin. And we scream and scream, says the Gemara. Anan Savchinan. Malakal and Mishkach, we're saying, Hashem, send us rain, send us rain. We're screaming at the top of our lungs. Hashem is seemingly not answering our tefillas. Why are they listening to Rav Yehuda if we're such bigger Talmidei Chachamim? And the Gemara says the famous lines, Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li Baboi. Hashem wants people's hearts. Hashem wants people's hearts. Now, the way I was always taught what this Gemara means, and perhaps I even taught you over this decade or so that I've been here, this, and now we have to do a GPS recalculate, is that what does it mean that Rav Yehuda's generation had a heart? They had that heart, love for Hashem, fear for Hashem, the emotions, the wave of Yiddishkeit. That's what I thought. And I'm sure you can find, don't worry, plenty who say that way. Plenty. Perhaps the most. Because when you have a heart, when you're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a passion, so then when you daven for something, you have that relationship. But the Goyin doesn't say that. The Goyin says, you know what they had in the time of Rav Yehuda? They had emunah. The lave, the heart that a person should have. What is the most pnimi, the innermost chambers of the heart? Is not love, it's not fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's emunah. It's emunah. And this took me by surprise, and it showed me where the Vilna Gaon is going with all of this. That emunah somehow is the very center, the epicenter of our Yiddishkeit. It's the most real and most fundamental part of what it is to be a Yid. So we're going to have to get a little bit deeper. And to get deeper, we have to take out deeper svarim that we never take out over here. But I've done this with rabbinic authority. And sometimes when you get a peek into deeper svarim, you get a little bit of a chizuk. A lot bigger chizuk than external types of chizukim. The Baal HaLeshem says an amazing thing. The Leshem was Rav Elyashiv's grandfather. The Chazon Ish said he was the last Mekubal to be Mechadish, the last of the great Kabbalists to be Mechadish in the Limud of Kabbalah. He says the following gorgeous Gematria. And usually I tell you to stay away from Gematrias, but we always point out when you have a Mesoira in a Gematria, it's a key to understanding a Sugya. And even though Gematrias are called Parparas L'Chachma, which are like hors d'oeuvres on the side to the Chachma, but sometimes through a Gematria everything can be clear. Says the Baal HaLeshem, there's a word that we use all the time, right? In every bracha that we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, right? And when we say Vidui on Yom Kippur, Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, Elokeinu. The word Elokeinu means our God, the Rabbeinu Shalom of ours, my Rabbeinu Shalom, the gematria of Elokeinu is Emuna. The gematria of I have a Hashem is Emuna. Kuf Beis. What does this mean? What's going on over here? What this means is everything. The Yisoid Hadvarim is the following. A person says a bracha, and it's been very popular over Yom Noraim always to say Hashem is Melech Ha'olam, right? And we say HaMelech HaKadosh, Melech HaMishpat, Hashem is the king. But how does that relate to my life, that Hashem is a king? Hashem is a king. That's true. But what about me? How do I stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where am I with Hashem? Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. I have a Rabbeinu Shalom who happens to be the king of the world also. But you know what? We are tight. He is my Rabbeinu Shalom. Emunah is not that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you believe that you are attached to Hashem. That you have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Emunah. That's the most pneumistic of thing that could exist in the world. It's more pnimi than loving. It's more pnimi than fearing. Those are all outgrowths of a relationship, right? You can love your wife, you can love your children, but you first need the relationship. You need the relationship, and the relationship is the essential thing. Everything else is merely describing. I have a connection with Borei Olam. He's the king of the world, he's the Melech Olam, but he's my particular Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why we say, we pointed this out in the past, Avinu Malkeinu. We don't just call Hashem a king or even our king. We call him our Abba first. Avinu Malkeinu. He's the king of the world. He's even our king. But you know what? He's also my dad. And if I'm in a bind, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to do better, and I see things differently, and I'm calling to him, he's first my father. And in every bracha we say, Elokeinu, Hashem, I have a relationship with you personally, and you also are Melech Ha'olam. You're also the king of the world. And it's even more than that. The Leshem says the following thing. The word Elokeinu is a synthesis of two other ways that Hashem relates to the world, two other names that Hashem has. Hashem has the name Kael, which the Mekubalim put on the, for all intents and purposes, put on the right, which is the side of Chesed. Kael. Kael is the name of Hashem of Chesed, that Hashem loves us and cares about us. Rashi already says this in Az Yashir. Rashi says Kael is the name of Hashem of Chesed. He brings a raya. Kaili, Kaili, Lama Zavtani, Hashem, who's my Baal Chesed, who takes care of me, how can you abandon me? That's one side, Kael. And on the other side, you don't have chesed, you have din, judgment. That's Elohim. Hashem is a judge. He expects. There's a din v'cheshbon. We just came through the Yom Noraim. There are things we have to do. Fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is the synthesis of these two things, Rabosai? What's the middle ground that encompasses everything? He says Elokeinu, which is Gematria Emunah. What does that mean? Hashem is my Hashem. He's my Hashem in Chesed. He believes in me. He loves me. He wants me to succeed. He will make sure that I succeed. That's the Kael element of this. And then there's Elokim. He knows I could do better. He wants to see something out of me. He knows I have talents and he knows that I can do it and I can't fool him. And someone who lives with Elokeinu, that he has a Ribbono Shel Olam, who lives with this relationship, he's always thinking about this relationship. He's walking around the world like in a spacesuit, making it through. He's living in this world in a spacesuit called Emunah, where he has a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Moedim, we say, Moedim anachnu lach, she'atahu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, I want to thank you. You are Hashem, my God. And these are all the wonderful things you've done for me. These are all the wonderful things you've done for me. And in Vidoy, like we said, Hashem, you're my God. Elokeinu, you're my Ribbono Shel Olam, and I let you down. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. Elokeinu, velokei avoseinu, and my parents. We're all part of this chain. We're close with you. I'm sorry. But there's a relationship over here. There's a connection. And there's a sefer called Yad Ketana, which says something that blew me away. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yad Ketana. It's an early sefer. The Yad Ketana asks the question that everybody asks. The Balei Tosfos asks this question. There's no bracha in the world without shame umalchus. Right? That's the klal, unless you have a bracha that's next to a shame umalchus called the smucha lechavrita. But every bracha needs a shame, a name of Hashem, and his kingdom. Melech ha'olam. And the big question that the Rishonim are bothered by is in Shemona Esrei, we don't have this. We do not have this. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Velokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. No Melech HaOilam. Everybody's bothered by this. There are different Terutzim. Tosfos even goes as far to say that mentioning the name of Avram Avinu, who was the one who was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, is like the Melucha of Hashem. A very difficult question to answer. Listen to what the Yad Ketana says. The Yad Ketana says, you don't understand. In every bracha, in every normal bracha, there are two dimensions. There's my relationship with Hashem, and then there's acknowledging that Hashem's in charge of the greater world. So I say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem, Elokeinu, you're my Ribbono Shel Olam, and Melech HaOlam, you're also in charge of the world. And I acknowledge both of those things, because if I was in some bubble where I thought I was the only one that Hashem was involved with, that would be really weird. Right? The whole world is, who knows what's going on with them, but just me and Hashem? No. It's me, Hashem, and there's a world too. But me and Hashem, we're like this. Says the Yad Ketana, there's one time when you don't mention that Hashem is the king of the world, where that's too much of a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you go in and take three steps into that Shemona Esrei, and you pour your heart out to Hashem, and you tell Him everything you need, you say to Hashem, Hashem, it's just me and you. There's nobody else here. Of course you run the world, but Elokeinu, you're my Ribbono Shel Olam. You're interested in my problems. You're interested in my success. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But there's no need to mention Melech HaOlam, because he says in the phrase of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opportunity for this Pnimei Pnimius. This is Emuna, Rabosai. Elokeinu, we have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's connected to us. And all of us have Emuna, and we're going to explain how, but not today. You're going to have to wait for that one. All of us have Emuna. The avoda in Emuna is not to have Emuna, and I will prove to you, b'siyata d'shmaya, that we all have Emuna. Even the people who say they don't believe them. We'll get to that. But the avoda in Emuna, and this is why just being here is going to help us, is getting more Emuna. Building our Emuna, just like there are people who build their muscles. There's something called building Emuna. Taking the Emuna that we have and making it bigger. And we find a fascinating lashon of Chazal that they don't use by other things. When someone's not a Baal Chesed, what do you call him? A jerk, I guess. Whatever you call him, right? When someone's not a Baal Chesed, he's not a good guy, right? For sure. When someone's not a Rachman, he's called an Achzari, he's cruel. In the Sugya of Emuna, we use an interesting phrase, which you won't find anywhere else. It's called Kitane Amuna. People who have baby Emuna. They have Emuna, but it's teeny, 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 teeny. It's so little. Kitane Amuna, you can check, it comes up many, many times in Shas. The Avoda of Emuna is to take my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have and see it more in my life. Experience it more. Build on it. And let's take something from last week's parsha, which is a pella. Any thinking person has to be really bothered by this Rashi. And it's a chazal. Noach, the heilige Noach, who was definitely a tzaddik, according to everyone, was a tzaddik. Yisrael Olam. Noach was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's going to be a flood. So now it's time to go into the Teva. It's time to go into that big boat. And here the pasuk says, "Vayavoi noyach uvana v'ishto neshevana v'toyel ateva." They all came into the teva. Why? Mipnei mei hamabel, because of the waters of the flood. Chazal say, wait a second. Because of the waters of the flood. I should say because of the flood. The flood's about to happen, right? No. Because of the waters of the flood. Says Rashi that Noach waited until the water started coming very quickly, right? Umbrellas weren't working anymore. And that was it. And they ran into the teva. Says Rashi from Chazal, Mipnei mea mabul af Noach miktanei amono haisa. Noach had undeveloped emuna, if you could say such a thing. But Rashi says it. Maimin ve'eno maimin. He believed, but didn't believe. Sounds like to be or not to be. What does that mean? Maimin ve'eno maimin. What does that mean? He believed, but he didn't believe. She'yavo amabel. V'lo nichnas l'tevat shidachu amayim. Until he was chased into the teva. What is going on over here? Noach is miktani amana. Says the stipler, Baruch Hashem for the stipler, in Birchas Peretz. He has an Arichas Rav on this. The stipler says, he asks the question, he's bothered. And he says, no. He says, there are times in life that you do know something, and you do believe it. But it's a fact in your head, and you just can't see that it's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen, not because you're doubting it, but it's just abstract in your head. You were told there's going to be a flood, but whoa, a flood, that's too, whoa, a flood. So when the rain comes, you're like, oh, maybe it'll pass. Maybe it'll pass. He says he only had, Noach only had what's called a hakara sichlis. He had an intellectual reality, but he wasn't living it. And down here, after you get that message from Hashem, it's quiet. You don't hear Hashem anymore, and all of a sudden, the clouds are getting, you know, clouds are getting gray. Rain, oh, it's also raining from the ground, that's interesting, but you know what? Things happen. Things happen. K'tane amona. Noach had to be magdil his emuna to his life. To his life. Here, with him. They once asked Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld Zatzal. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Zay. The Gemara says, Ein Mashiach ba, not an Akrav and not a Metziah, or a Mashiach, three things don't come except when you're not expecting them. An Akrav, a scorpion, a Metziah, something you find on the street, a lost object, and Mashiach. So some very holy people asked Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. In those days, there were really holy people. They said, what does it mean Mashiach's going to come by surprise? We're ready! Three times a day, we spill our heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell him, bring Mashiach, right? We're ready. So Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld told them the most profound thing. He said, okay, you want to know what the Gemara is saying? Let's say somebody walks into the Beis Medrash right now, in his Beis Medrash he was saying this, and says, Rabbeisai, a respectable person, Mashiach is here! Right? Cuckoo, cuckoo. I keep learning. What happened to David? Someone should call the doctor. What happened to him? Says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, when someone comes into the Beis Medrash, you're going to say, really? Mashiach's here? He says, that really is Hesed Chadas. That really. What? Yeah, I know. I've been waiting for this. I've actually been dying for this. But it's here? I could touch Mashiach. I could give him a Shalom Aleichem. I hope he's going to want... Right? It's good we did these Kabbalahs to prepare. But he's really here? That's what it's called. I was sitting downstairs in my office, and there are all sorts, when you have an office in first year, there's a lot of interesting noises. Like, hey, interesting noise, lots of noise. Sometimes I want to like play a practical joke and peek out and go, hi. But I don't, I just write down, that guy does it. No, just joking. But the other day, I heard a shofar. This was a new and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm preparing a shmuz on emunah. I'm like, is this the shofar shel Mashiach? Nah. It's amazing. Why did I say nah? And maybe it wasn't loud enough. A shofar in Cheshvan? What's going on? Why is there a shofar? First year, right? But there's something to this. The living it, Rabosai. Because we're not living with the tangible emuna that we could be magdal within ourselves. There's an amazing medrash. The medrash says, in Parshas Ve'eschana, V'hashevoisa el levavecha, you should bring Hashem into your heart, says the medrash. Yisroi nasan mamish ba'avodas kochavim. Yisroi gave a little bit of credit to avodas kochavim. Shenemar, ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol Elohim. Hashem is greater than all the gods. So he mentioned that there's some other beings that are involved. Naman hodim b'miktas b'mena. He says, hineni yadati ki ein Elohim b'chol ha'aretz kim b'Yisroi. Hashem is on the land. We didn't talk about the skies. Rachav, the Halakha Rebbetzin of Yoshua, says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Elokim Bashamayim Imol. Hashem is above. Va'al Ha'aretz Mitachas is on the ground. And Moshe topped everybody off. Moshe, what did he do? Moshe Samoy Af B'chaloloi Shel Olam. Moshe made him here, in my airspace. Here. What did he say? Ein oid. Ki Hashem Elokim Bashamayim Va'al Ha'aretz Mitachas. Ein oid. There is nothing except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's right with me. Living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are levels over here. And each one of us, just like we can build our muscles, we can move from one level of being living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the next level of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in us already. It just has to get bigger. And the Chazon Ish Zatzal said that there were three great Bali Musar in his generation. There was Rav Dessler, Rav Elia Lupian, and Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. He said Rav Dessler had emunah in the mind. Of course they had emunah in all areas, but where was their expertise? Intellectual emunah. You read Michtav Me'Eliyahu. It's unbelievable what's going on over there. Intellectual, emunah sichli. All the beautiful things of emunah through the seichel. Rav Elia Lupian, the emotion. Emunah belief in the heart. And he says, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, and he was notorious for this, had emunah in his hands. He was feeling the Rabbono Shalom. He was there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I heard from a Rebbe of mine that Reb Volbe, who considered himself a Talmud of Reb Chatzkel, once went to Reb Chatzkel. And he told him, he says, this is what I'm giving Vadim in Yeshiva. This is what I'm giving Shmuzin in. And Reb Chatzkel says, tell your Talmidim that there's a Rabbono Shalom. So Rav Volbe didn't know what to do. So he said, well, I'm giving Vadim this. He goes, tell your Talmidim that there's a Rabbono Shel. There's a certain nekuda over here with everything that Hashem is in our life, Rabbi Isai. He's helping us. He's involved. I was by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I had the privilege of, while Rav Chaim Kanievsky was picking out his Lulav and Esrei this year, I was there. In fact, my son became a showbiz kid because apparently I got a lot of calls from Bachram here too, that Yeshiva World had Rav Chaim checking out his Esrig, and the guy who brought it for him, and my son Yitzi, going like this. It's a great picture. Okay, that was his moment in the sun. He should have better things to aspire to, but what a schus. Al Kopanim, I was there for about probably an hour in there, and I'm watching what's going on over here. And every few seconds, Rav Chaim saying, we should bring the lulav to the Beis HaMikdash. We should bring the Esrig to the Beis HaMikdash. Over and over. And I'm watching this. I'm just like, it's very strange. No. He's ready to go. He was ready. Mitzvah d'oraisa in the Beis HaMikdash. Living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Isai. Living with him. And there's so many areas in life that we don't let Hashem in. We say, Hashem, you're involved with this, but this I take credit for. Right? Areas, for example, brain control, right? We have free will. So for sure, Hashem's not in our brain. Yes, he is. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. The pasuk tells us. In Perek Ches, Parshas Ekev, Dvarim Yud Zayin. Famous pasuk. V'amarta bilbavecha koichi v'oitzim yodi osali esachayel ezeh. You'll say in your heart, it was me who had all this success. Then, v'zachartas Hashem Elokecha ki you noisim lecha koyach lasois chayim. Hashem gave you koyach. What's koyach? I'd say, brawn, strength. Right? Koyach. That's what it means. To plow the field and thresh and do all these things and create. Listen to the Targum. The Targum says, what does it mean Hashem gave you koyach? Lasos chayil, yohev loch eitza. He gave you that brilliant idea to invest in oil and not into gold. To invest in this company and then sell right then. No, that's mine. He can't take that away from me, Hashem. That's where I am. No. Did you know how it just popped into your head like that? Wasn't it amazing how it popped into your head? Bayrei Olam is inside you. Elokeinu. You don't have a relationship from the outside with Hashem. You have a relationship from the inside. He's totally beside you. He's inside you, Kiviyachol. He's giving you brilliant ideas. And everything there is communication. And Rav Yerucham says the most amazing thing. Rav Yerucham says, and I can relate to this, and I'm sure the Rosh Yeshiva can relate to this. He says, in Das Chachma Musar, Chelek Beis Maimer Lamed Gimel, Anoshim Oiskim Min Matzibur Oimdim Livnei Chidazu. People who are involved with the Tzibur, who have to get up in public and speak. Right? This is the scary avoda that I'm involved in right now. He goes, it's impossible to make people enjoy what you're saying, reach them, inspire them. It's impossible. Oh, scary. They're in a quandary. How do you get people to follow you? You have good ideas. How do you reach them? They just think it's a strategy issue. Keep thinking. Says Reb Yerucham, not only don't they know how to deal with the tzibur, they don't even know the trick to dealing with themselves. They expect that they're going to deal with many, many people and figure out anything about them. Figure out what touches their hearts. It's impossible. Says Reb Yerucham, there's only one thing to do. He quotes a Gemara, a Mishnah called Amelim Imatzibur Yu Amelim L'Shem Shamayim. Just do it L'Shem Shamayim. Get up there and be L'Shem Shamayim. And you will see who ye yasher or chasecha. Hashem will straighten you out. And I can tell you personally, now that Rav Yerucham said this, that one of the greatest feelings of kirva to Hashem that I have in my life is the feeling of preparing a shmuz. You are in a total confusion. You see the word emuda in front of you and you're like this, in Bein Hazmanim. It just seems like, how does this turn into shiurim? What happens? And then Hashem says, he has rachmanis on his children, the talmidim of Adaras HaTorah, and he says, give this poor man something to do. The guy just sitting there, twiddling his thumbs, and his wife is like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, you know, like, want to go back to Minesweep and play those video games? I'm out! HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running all of this! And that's how you get over stage fright too, by the way. It's scary to get up here every time. But if it's not you, you're fine. And we have a big message here. I know it's late, but we can't forget what happened today, Rabosa. We can't forget what happened today. Today was one of the most ridiculous and astounding moments in the history of mankind. And we can't forget it. And all the fools, you'll excuse me, and even the fools who were doing it in all sorts of ways, who were strategizing and figuring out who's going to this and who's going to that, who's going to win and why, and this state and that state and that state. The joke is on you, because you were wrong. You were all wrong. Look, I was right! Someone get up there, I told you guys! You're also a loser, whoever that guy is. Everybody's a loser. Because there's no reason in the world, there's no reason in the world that Bayrei Olam would take the most powerful country and let it be put into the hands of someone through an election. What? I'm against democracy? You think I'm a communist? Maybe. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. And it's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Mishlei Chaf Aleph, Pal Geimayim Lev Melech Biyad Hashem, that just like a stream that you could direct, so too a king is a pawn in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a man called Sharon, okay? He was known for his right-wing stance. I don't want to tell you the things that he said about our neighbors next door. He was known as the guy who's going to take everybody down. He did the most leftist act in the history of this country. And you say, hey, he was a phony, he's a liar, politicians. No, you know what happened? He became a pawn. Once you enter office, guess what? Says Rabbeinu Yonah and the Malbim, it's too important to let them squirt, decide what to do. Bayrei Yerushalayim takes these people and he puts them in office because he's telling us something. And everybody's wasting their time thinking how it happens. You know how it happens? One way. Elokeinu. There's something very significant. And I don't know what it is. It's going to take us a few years to figure this out. But there's something here because we have a Rabbono Shalom. It's true Hashem is a Melech HaOlam, but he's first Elokeinu. And everything that happens, it doesn't matter. You can insult all the women, which is half the population. All the Hispanics, right? You're losing most of New York now. You can do everything in the world and Borei Olam will take a business tycoon from Hollywood and laugh at the world. We should all be zeichet to be mechazik in our movie.